isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change?
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, it is not a formal announcement, but yesterday the chairman of the Democratic Party and other people close to the governor, Evers, have let it be known that he is running for re-election. He has raised, I think, about $3 million or more, and he is positioning himself to run. The Republicans have a slate of very weak people. Rebecca Glafish, the former lieutenant governor, out of an office right now, is sniffing around. I don't think anybody truly believes that she has the knowledge and ability or, frankly, experience to run the state. As lieutenant governor basically goes around the state making speeches and dedicating minor things that the governor can't get to. You don't want her running the state. I don't think anybody does. Then you have Reince Priebus on the other side. He was the first chief of staff for Donald Trump. And there are two amazing facts about him that a lot of people don't know. He's very right-wing. He's a smarmy. He will obviously go full frontal Republican. He'd be very bad with a gerrymandered legislature. He would continue to dismantle the University of Wisconsin, continue to poison our water, and continue to mismanage the state. But there are two interesting things about his background. One is that his mother was born in Khartoum, Sudan. And apparently she lived there till her 20s, never left it. The other thing is when he first started out, he did some work for the NAACP. So at first I thought, okay, this guy will be a liberal Republican. Well, then he changed his stripes. Moscow Mitch, believe it or not, in the 1980s, early 80s, was a civil rights advocate. But what happens is these guys get all crusty and they switch for their own advantage. So then you have Reince Priebus. Then you have a couple of other ne'er-do-wells, fellow travelers and running dogs and Trump supporters. So Evers, frankly, should be in good position to get reelected. The drama that is playing out is who is his lieutenant governor? Who's his lieutenant governor? Do you know who it is right now? It's Mandela Barnes. Mandela Barnes, a former assemblyman in Milwaukee, now the lieutenant governor, doing a good job as lieutenant governor. Lieutenant governor, though, does not give you a lot of room to show your ability, so the jury's still out, but Evers has asked him to stay on as his lieutenant governor candidate. And people do like continuity. And if they saw Evers and Barnes again, that would soothe them. It would soothe them quite a bit, I think. If Barnes jumps and runs for the U.S. Senate seat held by Ron Johnson now, which we're going to talk about in a separate segment, and I don't think that he will, I think it would be unwise of him to do it for a lot of reasons. When you are in an office, any office, especially statewide office, there's a rule of thumb that you should at least run once for re-election and get re-elected to show you have some chops, show you have some pulling power. If you immediately jump to another position, and that's something that's also facing Sarah Godlewski, the state treasurer who is running for the Senate, you can do that. Sometimes it works, but it's usually a safer bet to run for re-election to the position to which you were elected, show you can do it, and then go sniffing around after that. But let's say that Barnes does run for the Senate. Let's just say he does. I personally don't think he will, but if he does, and by the way, my advice to him, if asked, which I have not, is don't do it. You have to not only raise a lot of money, but this is a changed environment from 2018, and he should show that he has chops and that he can get reelected lieutenant governor. But let's say he does jump and run for the Senate, okay? Who then becomes lieutenant governor? And some of the pundits, you know, the Madison pundits, you know, all the identity politics types and all the maneuverers over in Madison are all going, well, we're going to pick so-and-so, or we're going to pick so-and-so. Usually somebody from Milwaukee to balance the ticket, and somebody, the names are somewhat known around here. They're not known anywhere else in the state. Well, I got news for people. I got a lot of news for people. The governor does not pick his lieutenant governor. It's a separate election with his own primary. If Mandela Barnes runs for the Senate, there will be a lot of candidates for lieutenant governor, and they won't just be from one area of the state, and they aren't going to be picked by the governor's staff. Now, if the governor endorses somebody in the primary, that will be significant, but it won't be the be-all, end-all. It won't be the end of the matter. And I know that at one time, back some time ago, Democratic Governor Jim Doyle picked somebody he wanted to be his lieutenant governor. That person was opposed in a primary, and that person lost. So if Evers, which would translate would be his staff, picks somebody to be the lieutenant governor, that is not a foregone conclusion. So where does that leave us? Well, I think the good news is that Evers is running for re-election. It's easier for an incumbent to win than a challenger in an open seat. The Republican field is weak, very weak, with a lot of problems. Reince Priebus is Trump's chief of staff. Rebecca Clayfish is not only kind of oddly conservative on some, not just conservative, but a little off the playing field on some issues, but has absolutely no indication, shown no indication of being able to have the managerial ability to run the state. And a handful of others are basically hangers-on and opportunists and that kind of thing. But you have to have a whole ticket. You have to have a lieutenant governor. And I think and I hope that Mandela Barnes runs for re-election. That would keep a ticket together that's familiar to people and is very liable to get re-elected. If he doesn't, and the governor's staff tries to cherry pick somebody that people are going to look at and say, come on, that person doesn't have the managerial ability to run the state. We don't want that person. All that does is drag the whole ticket down. Now, is a truism that people don't vote for the lieutenant governor, they vote for the governor. They run as a pair. And basically, unless you have somebody so strange that it corrupts the whole ticket, as happened when poor John McCain made a big mistake in vice president, it shouldn't make any difference. But expect a primary. That's all I'm saying. Expect a primary with a lot of good candidates. You're not going to have somebody, the governor, just saying nobody else can run in that primary. So that's what you have coming up. It's a very consequential election because Evers will veto the crooked maps that Voss puts in. It'll go into the courts, hopefully for fair maps. But if somehow the Republicans won in 2022, they would convene the legislature again and pass crooked maps, and the governor would sign it, and the courts wouldn't have anything to say about it. It's very consequential. And these Republicans are trying to amend the U.S. Constitution. They are passing a resolution to upend the work of our founding fathers. This is a very consequential election. So I hope it's done right and with a ticket that hangs together. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.